Hello. I want to share something that happened some time ago where I live that today really makes me think about the word outcome and how relatable this event that took place could really be in terms of what's been happening around the world over the past months. Actually, growing up in the world we live in, the things I've seen, read about and watched first make me think about the word impact before outcome. Well, this event I want to talk about would generally be considered quite ordinary to many of us, but it left a lasting impression on how I view our amazing planet. My normally peaceful sanctuary, the space around my home, was not so calm on this day because the temperature had reached a suppressing and less than comfortable level. The air was very warm and humid, so that as I moved around, my whole body felt very heavy, like I was wearing a coat lined with sand, trying to carry this around with me. If you suffer from any number of medical conditions, you'll probably relate to how extreme temperatures can create similar challenges. And for the days leading up to this one, I felt like I was waiting for something to happen, which came from a history that taught me that in this situation, something dramatic was going to take place. Even the birds in the trees around my home were noisy and restless. It was quite unsettling to experience the energy, but I knew that the unease I felt was due to the humidity that had built up over days. So, on the evening of this day, slumped down in a chair and feeling more and more unwell, I heard a deep, heavy rumble that seemed to shake the contents of my home. And minutes later, there was another. And as the evening progressed, the weather grew more severe. Rain, high winds, thunder and lightning. I had never until this night seen a lightning show that went on for hours, where one flash of light was literally seconds behind the next and the next. For a short time, I stood out under the cover of my front porch, leaning heavily on the door and watched the light show, feeling a sense of awe and excitement mixed in with a great concern about the impact of this relentless downpour and lightning, widespread flash flooding, people possibly losing their homes, trees falling, creating damage wherever they landed. Standing on the porch, looking up at the sky, it was actually the first time that I thought I might be struck by lightning. Eventually, though, I went back inside and continued listening to the heavy rain, loud rumbles, and seeing flashes of light so bright that it felt like the blinds on windows were open when they were actually shut. The following morning, after the storm, I opened the front door and again stood on the front porch looking out. The storm and related winds had moved and carried all kinds of things, and now, in a strange sort of way, the landscape of my immediate surroundings looked bare and unfamiliar. But the sun was coming through patchy clouds, which served to remind me that I was still connected to the earth somehow, and I realised that for the first time in over a week, I'd slept really well. About 4 days later, I also noticed that the trees and hedges in my front and back garden were bigger and greener than they were before the major storm had taken place. Plants and flowers bloomed with colours richer than ever, and the sand coat that I had felt that I'd been wearing was no longer there. I remember that, as well as being destructive, lightning storms are hugely constructive, charging up the soil and providing our planet with life. Nothing can exist without this process. So I think about the intense global storm that we're all experiencing right now, complete with its own take on heavy rain, loud rumbles and persistent flashes of lightning. But even in this challenging time and storm, I believe that new starts, journeys, adventures or ideas begin just like the event I experienced. In fact, every new beginning is born out of a lightning storm. So today, as you go about activities, living through the global storm that's impacted us all in different ways, think about those lightning strikes, not just for their destructive powers, but for how central they are in making great new beginnings happen. It is usually not possible to have any control over the external things that impact us, but we can decide how to steer and work with their outcome for a new and supporting journey ahead. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.